Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we got four lines down. Ve'ein Shuma Achat Shuma. This is continuing from the Mishnah that had a series of halachas that were somewhat related to each other. So the Gemara says, again, Masis and Mani, who's the author of the Mishnah that says you can't mafresh Shuma after being mafresh once before? That must be the position of Rabbi Akiva. This Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, Maseches Shumos Hashutvin Shetarmu. If the partners do Shuma, Zeh, one after the next, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shuma Shneam Shuma. It works. See, if Reuven does Shuma first and then Shimon does Shuma afterwards, it's actually going to be effective. So they clearly hold that there is Shuma Achat Shuma. So it's not Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So it comes along in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Shuma Shneam Shuma. It does not work. They both cannot do Shuma. So then the Gemara says, Chacham Omrim, Im Tarm Harishon Kishir. If the first guy did the proper Shir, he gave 150, let's say, so then Ein Shuma, Sheni Shuma. Then the second guy can't do Shuma. But Im Lo Tarm Kishir, if the first guy didn't do enough, he only gave, I don't know, 100th, so then Shuma, Sheni Shuma, then the second guy can do Shuma. So it can't be Chacham, because our Mishnah says, it says categorically, Ein Shuma Achat Shuma. Sound like even if the first guy does Shuma, and he doesn't do the proper Shir, you still can't do Shuma a second time. While Chacham say no, if the first guy didn't do enough, so the second guy can do a second Shuma, while our Mishnah says that you can never do a second Shuma. Now part of this is the fact that when it comes to Shuma, there is really no Shir, I mean, the Torah, how much you have to do. The Gemara tells us, even Chita Achas is Poteres, the entire Kri. It's the Yushami thinks it's based on a Pasuk, but we assume it's not based on a Pasuk, it's on Mefurish Pasuk, sorry, other way around. That the Yushami thinks 1/50th is based on a Pasuk. We don't assume that way. We assume even one kernel of wheat could exempt the entire pile of fruit. And therefore, we only suggest 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. That's all a Shir Chachamim. The Medraisa one's enough. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, once the first guy gave a certain amount, even though it may not be 1/50th, that's still Truma, and the second guy who comes along is not going to be Truma. So then the Gemara quotes further from the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah, of Ein Timura Osa. Timura, once we have animal A is a carbon, and you do Timura to animal B, so now animal B, you cannot do Timura from B to C. That doesn't work. So my time, what's the reason? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vahayahu Usmurasa, the Pasuk says, that only it could be Timura, Velo Timuras Timurasa. They can't be a secondary Timura. That's what the Pasuk implies. And then the Gemara quotes the mission of Ein HaVlad Osa Timura. Vlad Kachim also cannot create Timura. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Who Velo Vlad? Only the carbon itself can generate a Timura, but a Vlad, an offspring, cannot generate a Timura. Rabbi Yehuda, who argues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Havlad Osa Timura, he thinks Havlad Kachim may do Timura. Damakra, the word he has extra, that's Lirabos as Havlad, that's to include that even Havlad is able to create Timura. So what's the Rabbanan's response? Rabbanan say back, Lirabos Shogeg Kimeze. They come to say that no, this Pasuk Yehekodesh is a completely different implication, that one who Shogeg is also like Mazed in terms of Timura. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes that the Rabbos Shogeg Kimezid Lekaman Beperek Sheni Daf Yudayim, we're going to explain this, but Mefarish La Kisavar Lahamir Shachar, the guy had intention of taking from animal A to animal B, and animal B he thought was going to be black, but Himir Lavam, he accidentally did Timur on a white animal. Zu the Gavid Kachim Lo Kadesh, by the Gavid Kachim being mocked to something initially and you thought it was black but that's actually is white, wouldn't work. Tavi Hekdesh tells. But Gabe Tamura, if you make a mistake creating Tamura, that is Kadosh based on the Pasuk of Yehiyah. That just figure we'll get to in a few days from now. Okay, so that ends the conversation of the previous mission. Now we get to the new mission. The mission tells us, back to halachas of Tamura, Ha'ofos v'hamanachos, Enos v'tamura, birds and flower offerings do not, cannot create Tamura, Shelo Namar el Behema. The Pasuk says, V'mhamir yomir behema, b'behema, and these, of course, don't satisfy that criteria. Hatzibur vashutvin, a whole tzibur of partners, einos atmura shenemar lo yachli fenev lo yamir yochid osa tmura veinat tzibur vashutvin osim tmura. The words lo yachli fenev lo yamir is in the singular. That's to exclude these two entities. Kodshe bedek habayis, is a person's makdisha, is an item that the damim should be used for the base of mikdash, einos atmura. That also you cannot create tmura, and that's what we're going to see in the Gemara, because in the Gemara, rather than the Mishnah, because these things are not called are carbon. The Pasuk says carbon. So Amar Rabbi Shimon says, "Pare Ma'aser Bichlal." So Ma'aser is Bichlal, the parsha of Tamura. That there's an institute of Tamura, But if you do it, it will take effect because Ma'aser Behem is a carbon like any other carbon. So, but however, the pasuk does single it out. So Harei Ma'aser Bechlal V'Lama Yatsa. How can the pasuk singled it out? It says in the pasuk V'Lo Yimirenu. This is a separate pasuk referring to Tmur by Ma'aser. V'Mahamir Yimirenu V'Hayahu Smuraso Yekodesh. It's an additional pasuk to the general iser that we have of Lo Yachlifenev Lo Yamiroso. So why repeat it? Why single out Ma'aser Behema? So says Rabbi Shimon Lomar Lach to tell you Ma Ma'aser Karbon Yachid. So Yatsu Karbonos Sibur. So Ma Ma'aser Karbon Mizbeach. Yatsu Karbonos Ben the Kabayis. So Ma'aser Behema is being singled out to tell me that just like a Ma'aser Behema is only true if a individual owns it and not a partner, so to all Tamuras are not cannot be effective if it's Shutfis and Sibur. And Ma'aser Karbon, Ma'aser Behema is a carbon on the Mizbeach to exclude a carbon that's on the Bet HaKabayis, that's not going to create a Tamur. That's the understanding of Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara now explains further. Taner Rabbanan. The Medrash tells us that Yachol Yehakadrik Bet HaKabayis Osin Tamur. One might have thought that Kadrik Bet HaKabayis would be strong enough to create Tamura. Tamalom, the Pasuk says, carbon, it says, V'him Behema Asher Yakrivu Mimenu Carbon Lashem, Misha Nikru Carbon, says the Gemara, you have to Kachi Bet HaKabayis Shelo Nikru Carbon. So they don't satisfy that criteria of being a carbon. Lo, it doesn't. Bet HaKabayis isn't called a carbon. V'atani, don't we have a Pasuk and it quotes a Bryce that quotes a Pasuk by Shchut Echutz. It says, V'shechta Kachim outside your Chiv Karis. So E Carbon, the Pasuk says, I'll read the whole Pasuk, El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Hivio, you didn't bring it to the Pesach Moed, Lahakiv Carbon Lashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, you didn't bring the carbon inside, you shechted it outside. So the word carbon's used. So the Brisa Darshans, E Carbon, if it says carbon, Shemeani, I think, Afilu Kachi Bet HaKabayis, She Nikru Carbon, even Bet HaKabayis is called the carbon, Shebin Kinan Shemar, like it says by this actually this week's parsha, vanikrav vanakrav es carbon Hashem, they bring a carbon that you took all the spoils of the war from Midian and you gave it as an offering to Hashem. So we see clearly a Bet HaKabayis, even that which isn't called a carbon mizbeach is still called a carbon. So woman thinks so too by shchut echut, since the word carbon Hashem is used. So Bet HaKabayis, if you shecht a Bet HaKabayis animal, you'd also be subject to shchut echut. Tamalomar, v'al Pesach al moed lo hevi. You didn't bring it to the Pesach al moed. You didn't bring it to the Mishkan. Kohaba el Pesach al moed. That which is supposed to go inside chayav malav mishum shchut echut. If you don't, if you shecht it outside, you're chayav. But kol she'ena ba le Pesach al moed. Since the Bet HaKabayis, it's only kadosh legabe. It's value, but it's not a carbon itself to be brought on the Mizbeach, then ain chayavim alav mishim shchut echutz. So there's a special pasuk that tells me it's not part of the issur of shchut echutz, but the Braisa clearly assumes that the Bet HaKabayis is called the carbon. The only reason why it's excluded from the issur is because it's not Pesach El Moed, but it's called the carbon. So how come above, when it comes to Timura, we say that Bet HaKabayis is not called the carbon, and it's excluded from the issur of Timura? So the Gemara just concludes, Alma Ikri Karbon. So what's the answer? So Amar Rabbi Chanina Lo Kasha, there is no question. Ha Rabbi Shimon Ha Rabbanim. So we have a machlokas between the two different Tanaim. The Rabbi Shimon Ikri Karbon, he thinks it is called the Karbon. And the Rabbanim Lo Ikri Karbon, so the two different brises, one about Timur, one about Shchut Echot, are authored by two different people. Lo, the Gemara says, no. Is it really true? Could Chachamim really suggest that Bet HaKabayis is not called the carbon? Vaksa, the Pasuk says, again, in this week's Parsha, V'nakriv es carbon Hashem. You offer the carbon Hashem, and that was not referring to animals as mizbechos, that was referring to spoils of the war, which are not going to be used for the carbon. And yet, it's still called the carbon Hashem. So Gemara distinguishes between carbon Hashem ikri, but carbon la Hashem likri. Carbon Hashem, they're called, but carbon la Hashem, that they're given directly to Hashem on the Mizbech, that much they're not called. So to satisfy the Isser of Tmur has to be, as the Pasuk says, carbon la Hashem, and Bet HaKabayis is only carbon Hashem, but not carbon la Hashem, and that's why they're excluded from the Isser of, or the Chalos of Tmur. So Gemara now quotes another Braisa at the bottom here of the Amud, Tanu Rabbanan. So a person should not be mevaker between good and bad. And Lama Namar, why does it say this? This Lekabe Ma'aser Behema. Again, a separate pasuk which repeats by Ma'aser Behema. V'halom Dekvar Namar, don't we know in general from the Itzra Timura, Lo Yachli Fenev Lo Yamir Oso Tobera? So why does it repeat it again by Ma'aser Behema? The Fisha Namark, because it says in general, Lo Yachli Fenev, Lo Yamir, also Mashmah, carbon Yachad, carbon Tzibor, carbon Mizbeah, carbon Betheg Abayas. So the implication is don't switch any carbon, whether it's for the Tzibor, whether it's for a Yachad, whether it's for the Mizbeah, whether it's Betheg Abayas, it's all included in the Isser. So why does it single out Tamalomar by Mayas Meral, Lo Yivaker, to tell me that it only applies to a Yachad, it only applies to a carbon Mizbeah? So the Gemara says, this is the explanation now. Amr Bishim, Rabbi Shimon comes along to explain that drash we just said. What does that mean? Harei Ma'aseh Bechla. Ma'aseh is already included in the general Isser Temura. Lama Yatza, why was it singled out? Lama Alach to tell you, Ma Ma'aseh Karbon Yachid, the Karbon Mizbeach, Davash Babachova comes as an obligation, as a chiv. When you have your animals, you have to count the Ma'aseh Behema. The Davash Shein Meshutvas, there is no partnership by Ma'aseh Behema. It actually exempts Ma'aseh Behema if there's partnership. So therefore, as the model, as everything else, Af Kol Karbon Yachid, Karbon Mizbeach, the Davar Shababachova, the davar sheinu ba b'shutfas. So two, the only type of carbon that is going to be b'chlal the parsha of tamura, if it satisfies all four requirements as ma'aseh behema. It has to be a yachid, has to be from the mizbeach, must be a chova, and also cannot come b'shutfas. So that's all the understanding of Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Comes along now Rebbe. Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, lama yata ma'aseh b'amata. Why was ma'aseh singled out? I'll tell you why ma'aseh was singled out. Because we're learning an interesting din now, leading with Timuras Shemo u Timuras Gufa. What's Timuras Shemo, Timuras Gufa? So Timuras Gufa is what we've been talking about up until now, which is where you take animal A and you do Timur on animal B. That's called Timuras Gufa. Timuras Shemo is, if you take a look at Tosos on this page here, Tosos in the bottom here, on Yud Gimel Mabez, Timuras Shemo, he says, Hainu imkara la asiri chi. We call the tenth animal nine. This is the last mishnah, one of the last mishnah, the last parak of Becharos. Or the chi, you call the ninth animal asiri. Or la chadasar asiri, you call the 11th one 10. Koshloshim mukudashim. All of them are good. That's called Timuras Shemo, where you misuse the name asiri or you miscount it. That's called Timuras Shemo. So we have Timuras Gufa, which is general Timura, which is what we've been talking about up until now. And then there's something called Timuras Shemo, which is unique to Ma'aseh Behema. We're learning from here is that the Ma'aseh Behema Temura is different than all the other types of Temuras, and that's why it's singled out. It's not a model for the rest. It's a different type of Temura. It's called Temura Shemo. And what I was going to explain now, the nafka minas between a Temura Shemo versus a Temura Gufo, and that's as follows. Lo mulach to tell you that Temura Shemo kreva, but Temura Gufo, I think I mixed it up. The other way around. I'm correct. So, Timuras Shemo, when it comes to Ma'aseh Behema, Timuras Shemo Kreva, Timuras Gufo, Eino Kreva. The Gabe Ma'aseh Behema, only a Timuras Shemo of Ma'aseh Behema, meaning calling this Chi Asiri or Asiri Chi, only that will be Makriva. But if it's going to be Timuras Gufo, if I take Ma'aseh Behema and try to do Timura onto another animal, the classic Timuras Gufo, that will not be Barazza Carbon. Meaning, even though in general, by any other Timur of Shlomim or Ola, that Timur's Gufa will be Kreva, Timur's Gufa of Meiser Behema will not be Kreva. Only the Timur Shmo, the unique Timur of Meiser, will be Kreva. That's one nafkamina between these two concepts. Second one, Timur Shmo Nigelas. A Timur Shmo of Meiser Behema, if it gets a mum, can be redeemed, and then you can eat it wherever you are. But Timur's Gufa of a Meiser Behema, Eino Nigelas. If a person gets a mum, then you eat it without doing a pidyon. And the third difference is that Timuras Gufo, Chala al Davar Haroi, Davar She'eno Roi, but Timuras Shemo, Eino Chala al Davar Haroi Bilvad. When it comes to Timuras Gufo, it could be Chala any animal. If I take Ma'aseh Behema and say, I want Ma'aseh Behema to be Timur onto this animal, that will be Chal regardless of the status of that animal. But when it comes to Timur Shmo of Chi Asir, Asir Chi, that only works if the animal is a Tamim animal that's Roy in theory for a carbon. So these are the differences.
Timur Shmo is not really Timur, it's just mistake.
Exactly, correct.
Just uses the term Tmura.
Exactly, yeah.
But do we have that term in Bukharos? No, it's a different...
Okay. It just called it just a mistake or whatever. But Tmura Shmo, I think this is the first time we're introduced to this term. So then the Gemara says, Amri Mishum de Rabbi Rachman. So they say, Mishum de Rabbi Rachman de Isbe Tmura Shmo Igri. So it doesn't make any sense. So Tmura's Gufo, in general, by any other carbon, it's Nikrav. Now, by Ma'aseh Behema, there's an added din of Tumor Shmo. So because Tumor Sho is a new Chiddush, is that now making the Tumor's Gufo weaker Ma'aseh Behema? It's backwards. It should be Tumor's Gufo works by Ma'aseh Behema like anything else, and there's also Tumor Shmo on top of that. But now because Tumor Shmo exists, why should that weaken the Tumor's Gufo within Ma'aseh Behema? So the Gemara says, it's true, it can. It does have the ability of the presence of Tumor Shmo does actually make Tumor's Gufo inferior in the world of Ma'aseh Behema. Why? Because the Aminim, we say a klal, Ma'ad Rabbi Rabbi, Ma'ad Lo Rabbi Lo Rabbi. Whatever is included, included. Whatever is not included, not included. Meaning Ma'aseh Behema is a Chiddush. And the Torah only includes Tumor Shmo for all the dinim we mentioned, but doesn't include Tumor's Gufo. How do you know this? How come we're excluding Tumor's Gufo suddenly if every other carbon has Tumor's Gufo? And the Gemara explains, because Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Mishum Dehave Davar Ba Lidon Bedavar Chadash Vein Bo Ela Chidusha Bavad. From the fact that Ma'aseh Behema is singled out and there's a Chiddush that doesn't appear anywhere else of this concept of Tumor Shmo, so all we're able to do is learn the Chiddush itself and we can't learn beyond the Chiddush. So therefore, Tumor's Gufo does not apply to the world of Ma'aseh Behema. The Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud now, as we complete the Perek, the Gemara says, Amar la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava. The Rabbi Shimon de Amar, Davar Babachova, that he holds Tumura only is a chal, if it's a type of carbon that comes as a chova, that is a chiv to bring, such as a chatas is a chiv to bring. Olas chova hu de avda, Tumura, olos nedava lo. So that means if I have an obligation to bring a chov, a carbon, I have to bring it. But let's say I take a nedava. I want to make a dedication to the base of Mikdash. I'm bringing my carbon as an olos nedava. That will not be subject to the parsha of tumur because it's not a chiv, it's a nedava. So Amalei, Rava says back, olos nedava nami also will be subject to tumur. Why? Came in the Kabbalah lay of the Timura. Since he's makabal himself to bring in a dava, even though he created that requirement, but now it's a requirement. Meaning today I'm not required. But the moment I say, Hare azo alai, now that's a chiv, now it's betorah sechova. Below nitzacha ella la'ola haba mina mosra. So what is the Rabbi Shimon coming to exclude? If he says only that which comes bechova, what's an example of something that comes shelo bechova? That's again lo nitzacha ella ola haba mina mosra. The din is, let's say you had a carbon asham that for some reason it wasn't brought as a carbon. So now you had to let it graze or something. It became got a ba'mum and. You sold it off, and now the money is being used as an ola, so that ola doesn't come as an obligation, it comes simply as a dedication. So when a person has surplus of money, however he gets the surplus of money, and that's used just to fill the time, the mizbeach, and the Beis HaMikdash, that's called a rishus, and that's not subject to tumura. So my ksar, so what does that mean even? What does it mean, ola ba mina mosros? If you hold command amar, if you hold like mosros linidvas tzibra azle, so what does one do with any surplus of funding for karbanos? If we say that goes to the nidvas tzibor, that just bring it as a regular karban to keep the mizbeach active, which is called the nidvas tzibor, the mizbeach having just karbanos going on, the pshita, of course, that's not subject to dilo of the tumura. Tasha ain't tumura but karbanos tzibor. There's no tumura by tzibor. So it can't be that we assume that any surplus of money for karbanos just go to the nidvas tzibor, because any type of tzibor karban, even a chova, chova tzibor, is not subject to tumura. Ella, it must be that Rabbi Shimon Sphere lay holds, command amar, the one holds that mosros, extra money of karbanos, the nidvas yachad asli, it goes for an individual, whoever is makdish the money, and there's some surplus, that nidava that's brought is considered nidvas yachad. So man shmasle haisvar.
In the case of that the barim die, and then the yorshim get the behema, and is that what it would be?
It could be any case where, the case that they brought earlier, I think Rashi brings this, if I, let's say, brought a carbon asham, and then the asham got a ba'mum, so I brought now a different asham instead, and now this asham becomes extra, it becomes as so kadosh.
So you sell the ba'mum?
Sell it, and I get the money now, that money is extra, I don't need the money, but it's still kadosh, so that, I don't need have an obligation anymore, so we bring it as a nedava.
So that will be yours.
Right? Right. So if we assume that nedava goes just towards the general communal funds, well, that's a tzibur fund, and that doesn't have tumura. But if it's viewed as coming from me as an individual, my nedava, then that would be subject
so
to tumura.
Exactly.
That's the case. That's the case where it's pater since it's not a chov, right?
It's the only case.
So Gemara wants to know, Man Shemasli Haisvar, who's the one who holds that Mosros of Karbanos, of Demei Karbanos, goes to Nidvas Yachid? That Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He's the opinion behind this. V'ha Shamina Le, don't we know by Rabbi Eliezer though, in another situation, Shamina Le Behedya, of the Tamur, that he holds that an Ola can do Tamura, Ditanya, Ola Haba, Minamosos, Osa Tamura, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. We're trying to find a case where it can create Tamura. So they were working in this example of Mosos become Nidvas Yachid. Well, then we're stuck to Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds Taka that Nidvas Yachid can create a Tamura. So back to square one, what case is Rabbi Shimon referring to? And Gemara says, no, very simple, Rabbi Shimon's a Tana. Rabbi Shimon does not have to accept every statement of Rabbi Eliezer. He could pick and choose if he thinks it's consistent. So Rabbi Shimon savor le kavasei bechada upalig le bechada. He agrees with Rabbi Eliezer legabe one din, but argues legabe the other din. Meaning what? The Rabbi Eliezer savor ola bamin amosos osa tmura, iu savor ein osa tmura. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer that Moses demei karbanos go to olas nidvas yachid, but he argues in that it cannot make tmura. That's an example where it cannot create a tmura. So Ihachi, that's the case. We're really saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Mosros min karbanos eino osa tamura. So Debai Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin asked, we saw this a few days ago, he wanted to know within Shitas Rabbi Shimon that held, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that ein mamirin chozu mamirin, that din. That once you do tamura, you can't do tamura a second time on that very karban. Hifrish Asham, you get to those complicated cases again. Hifrish Asham liskapir bo. A guy separates a carbon ashram for himself to get a kapara. The hemer bow, and then he's maimer from ashram A onto animal B. And then this kapir by ashram acha, but then he ends up using animal C to bring as his ashram. Animal A got lost, so he brings animal C to bring his carbon. And now he finds animal A. Now animal A at this point is no longer an ashram because he doesn't need the ashram anymore. So animal A that he now found after he received this kapara automatically turns into an ola because it's an extra animal. So can he now do a second tamura on that animal since it's changed kedushas from an asham to an ola? So aliba deman, according to who was Rabbi Avin asking this question? Elaim, if he asked the question, aliba de Rabbi Shimon ha'amris, we say that Rabbi Shimon Tzvilei ola b'min amosos ain't also tamura. There shouldn't be a shaila at all, because forget using as a second time as a ein mamirin chozer mamirin. He holds in general, whenever you have a animal that comes from mosos, you can never do a tamura. So now we have a question that if that's really what he holds, how do we understand the suffix of Rabbi Avin? And so the Gemara says Rabbi Avin hachi coming by. This was Rabbi Avin shaila. We have to clarify his suffix. If you find a Tana at the Kai that holds, like Rabbi Shimon, who holds on one hand, Damer Ein Mamirin Chos Mamirin, you can't do Tamura twice from the same source, from the same animal, and you also find that same Tana who holds Kisvir like Rabbi Eliezer, Damer Ola Haba Menosos Ose Tamura, that's not Shita's Rabbi Shimon, however, you find the guy who's picking one Shita from Rabbi Shimon and another Shita from Rabbi Eliezer, so then I have an interesting question, Mao Shiach Shav Yamir Bo, can you do a repeat Tamura of the same animal, even though the animal turned from an Asham into an Ola? So the Gemara, so he explains, Mishnei Gufan Ukdusha Achas Mai. So let's say first question was going back to that sugya. They had an animal, two animals with one kedusha. Can that make a tamura? I mean, you had animal A, you did tamura once, and then it became a bamum. So you switched it to animal B, but still the same kedusha of an asham. That's one shaila. Two animals, but the same kedusha. Vim tim shalomer. And if you want to say kedusha achas, even one kedusha switching to a second animal cannot do a second tamura. Ella b'shei kedushas guvecha. What if the same animal, the carbon A, turns from an asham to a second kedusha into an ola? My, what's it did in that case? And that was really his shaila. If you found again a shita who holds like Rabbi Eliezer on one hand and Rabbi Shimon on the other hand, what would the answer be? And the Gemara ends off in a tibai, which is another way of saying a teku. Hadron lach hakol me mirim.